Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday. It's the 15th day of November 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts. On this Tuesday morning, satellite imagery overhead indicates clouds have largely broken as of the 9 o'clock hour to the west of the interstate. Meanwhile, I-35 eastward low clouds do hold on. Temperatures have fallen into the upper 30s to around 40 this morning. And with the help of at least a little sunshine today, we should climb somewhere, I think, into the lower 50s or somewhere in the lower 50s. Still about 15, maybe as much as 18 degrees below seasonal averages for this time of year. Looks like this is going to continue. The clouds, well, they're going to break, but probably not completely clear out. So I think we'll become partly cloudy today. That'll continue tonight on into tomorrow. On into Thursday as well before yet another upper-level low-pressure storm system approaches from the west, an associated surface cold front that'll move through the area Friday night into Saturday. I just don't think we're going to see much in the way of moisture with that. Yeah, there'll be some clouds around. In fact, we'll go overcast as that occurs, but I don't expect to see much rain. If anything, just a few sprinkles, light rain showers possible late Friday night into early Saturday, mainly before noon on Saturday, but a few may linger into the afternoon. Rain chances, hey, don't hold your breath. About a 20% chance at any given location. Once that system passes, another reinforcing cold front moving through the area late Friday night and Saturday morning. Folks, that'll add to the chill of the air, and that'll keep us highs in the 50s as skies slowly clear, I think middle and latter part of the weekend into the first part of next week. We need to start watching that next week forecast because that, of course, is Thanksgiving week, and we'll be watching that one closely and keeping you updated. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 15th day of November, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. That's, of course, on the website. And my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.